Hello, I am Dr. Dina Hope, Dr. O. This is the Dr. O Show. Now, welcome to your 8th episode of the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. In my last episode, we talked about dealing with the stress of running that home-based business like the bosses that you are. In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about setting up a website, getting that process together, getting that payment process in order so that you can run your brand and your business like the boss. As we have discussed before, a solid online presence is important to your success, your brand success. These days, the first place a customer is going to do and find you is Google. They're going to Google you. They're going to find you. They're going to search you out on the internet. Even if they decide to go to use the yellow pages, it's usually the online version. And if you're not online, where are they going to find you if they live in Kuala Lumpur? It's usually the online version. So if you want your customers to find you, it's extremely important that you have a website presence. It doesn't have to cost you no fortune. It doesn't have to include fancy pages. It doesn't even have to include a video. Those things are awesome to have if you desire to do so. But just starting out, it could be just a simple 1 to 3 page site, and that will do its job for you. However, you do want to look a little bit more professional, and you want it to provide your customers with your necessary information more than just a business card. There are a few different ways that you can set your website up and get it up and running. If you're a little tech savvy, you know how to do it already. You know how to write that code. You don't need to write no code, but if you wanted to, you could if you were tech savvy. Now, for many of us who are not, we have a place where we can go and build a solid website on our own with a little bit of work and some extra time. Now, you can use a free template. You can use a free website hosting company to start out. And oftentimes, these hosting companies will choose to have some instant installs for you, website builders for you. And if you wanted to venture out on your own, you can build your own website with a little or no effort. Or you can outsource it. It's a different ways that this can be done. You can use a editor and allow that to take place. But if you wanted to take this venture out on your own, you could set it up to where you get your hosting company, you do your domain name, you get your hosting company, and then you have an instant install. Well, sometimes coming out of the package is enough for you to get your business out there to the web, but and build 1 or 2 pages. Today, there's really no excuse why anyone doesn't have a website, because it is mostly out of the pocket sites unless you want something elaborate. And then, you know, you can take the time, effort, and energy to put forth that and make it brand identity. But you can also do the same thing just by out of the package website templates. Now, WordPress is what I use. I love WordPress. I have used it for many, many years. And I'm loving the fact that there's quite a few website template builders. So there's a look for everyone. There's an idea for everyone. And if you have an idea that you can't find, there's forums that you can go to that will actually, if you put the question out there, someone is going to answer it. If you have a hiccup in your thing, in your templates, the builders usually are very eager for you to succeed using their template, because it, when you look good, they look good. So a lot of the template builders are really excellent in communicating with you back and forth if you have a problem with your template. Actually, I just recently was dealing with a new plugin, and those are things that take place with your template so that people can automate some of the efforts for your website. And I had an issue with a plugin and conflicting with my hosting company. And so I had to call my hosting company and I said, I don't understand what's going on. My template is telling me that I need my PHP updated. And some of you may not know what I'm talking about, and some of you may. I needed it updated, and I am having difficulty doing it on the front end, and I was wondering if you can do it on the back end for me, and if so, how much does that cost, if anything? And my hosting company was HostGator. They were so helpful and eager to just do it for me. They said, Miss Hope, just hold, please. Let me check into it. And I'm on hold for 5 to 10 minutes, probably 10 to 15, to be honest. And I'm like getting a little antsy, but I'm doing a little bit of work. And I'm like, what is he doing? And he says, I'm still here. And I type in hello as if they've forgotten me. And he says, I'm still here. I'm working on it. And next thing I know, ding, Miss Hope, everything should be okay. Can you check your website now? Refresh your page and let's see what's going on. I push a refresh and I'm so happy. There's no incident on my website. My website is up and running pretty darn good, looking good. I am so excited. I said, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. Keep doing the great work and I can keep building my website. So I say that to say, there's people out there that will assist you if you ask the question. If there's a question, there's an answer. If there's a look you're looking for, there's a builder. And if there's not, you can go on Fiverr.com and some other places and even to WordPress.org and ask a builder if they have anything or know where you can purchase something to that effect and hire someone to get you the look you want. There is no reason why anyone would have a reason to stumble through the website creating process. There's also a website builder called Wix. I know they love commercials, so I'm sure somewhere, some form of fashion, you've heard of them. And if not, look them up. There's tons and tons of templates inside of WordPress. They got instant install. When I started using WordPress, if you know what I mean, some of you, this might be a little bit foreign to you. But as a website builder, I've used Joomla. I've used WordPress. And I've done some forums. And WordPress seems to be the blog guru building platform. And so in the beginning, you had to do all the install manually and create the all the back-end stuff manually. It took weeks to get it done and tested and everything. And now, thank you, WordPress builders. So push a button and everything is done for you. They ask you about 6 questions, what do you want your name to be and what do you want your password, and then you have a website. Bare bones, but you have one. And when you have your bare bones up, you have your domain name, you have your hosting company, you do have to pay for hosting. They have so many good specials out there for to host your website. It's just like the land is the earth. Your city owns the land, your county owns the land, and you have a house on it. So it's just the same way with the internet. There's internet hosting companies that you can consider that the land. And you need a website, you can consider that as a house, and you need to put a house on the land. So in order for anyone to find you, you need to have a hosting company. Now, there are some companies that will host your domain at the same time you purchase it. You can do it all in one lump sum. These ways are set in place for your success. So I love where we have exponentially grown over time, because 10, 12, 15 years ago, you would have had to do what I had to do, build it manually. And I'm just so thankful and grateful for the builders out there who's making this effort very smooth for us to get what we need out to the public as in the form of a website. Loving that aspect of it. Now, if you want to pay someone to build your site for you, be sure to look around. Basic websites are often priced very reasonably, $30, $40, but you can also buy a good template for $55 to $100. So the basic websites will not take too much time for the designers, but if you find that you're with a designer, you can pay him $35, get your bare bones up, and he's taking a week or two or three, chalk it up as a loss sometimes and find someone else. But shop around, and I say use Fiverr. This is not advertisement for Fiverr, but they do have some awesome people who have signed on with them, and they can deliver you a website in bare bones 2 or 3 days or less, depending on how you want to pay them. So look around. There's some great designers out there. Their fees are great. You have some people who are very good at designing and want to kickstart their business, and their prices are really low, or sometimes depending on the time of year, they give sales just to jumpstart a second wave of their business. You can email them and ask them, you know, I have a hard time paying. Do you have any discounts? Do you have any codes? Do you have any coupons? And sometimes these, I found that sometimes these builders will work with you with the price. Because when I first started out dealing with someone on Fiverr, I wanted him to do some work, and he said, I've never done that before. So how about we decide on this price, which was actually super, 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 super cheap, $20, to see if he could do it. And if he did do it to my liking, would I give him a bonus? And that all also helps his ranking in Fiverr. So we negotiated, and I gave him a wonderful bonus, of course, because the job that I offered him was a way over a $20 job. And so we've built a very good relationship. So he's one of my go-to people now when I want some extra stuff done in graphic design. So this is what I'm saying. You can build relationship with newbies who are on Fiverr and challenge their good work, and also look and see how they're rated through the systems that you're going to go through. If you got people who are marketing online, and even better than that, they have people on YouTube. So YouTube is a great resource to find website builders. And they can also, if you don't have any money, you don't have to, it doesn't have to cost you anything. I want to say that first. If you don't have any money, there are people on YouTube. You just Google creating a website with WordPress. And take an hour to go step by step through some of these amazing people who've taken the time out their day to show you how to build a website. Yes, they may be selling the theme, or yes, they may be selling a plugin, but no, you don't have to purchase it. But yes, they show you how to build your site. You can have your site up and running in a couple of days or hours. It's up to you. Whichever way you decide to go, it's important that your site has a consistent layout and customers can quickly access your information as they need to know as you're building your business brand like the boss that you are. So keep in mind that most visitors will only take a few seconds to decide whether or not you're a right fit for them, and whether or not you look professional, and whether or not they want to keep looking around. The difference between a well laid out site and the information that they're looking for is seconds. That's the difference. They're going to make that decision with appearance first, and then they want to know how quick they can get to that information they're looking for. So keep that in mind when you are building your website. Now, if you plan on taking payments for the processing, which is called e-commerce, online internet e-commerce, that's a gateway to take money. you will need a merchant account or a third-party processor like PayPal. I use PayPal, and when I first started out, PayPal was the easiest thing for me. There's many gateways, payment gateways. Just Google that, payment gateways or merchant gateways for e-commerce for your website. And when you're first starting out, it can be very costly, but a payment processor like PayPal. Now, if you want to do a merchant account, sometimes when you have a brick and mortar, you have to have the machine. You pay for that machine. Some of it is $1,000. Some of it give it to you as you make payments over months. The great thing about payment processors online, like PayPal, they charge a fee, which is small, very small percentage with your sale. So if you never make a sale, you never make a payment. That's what I love about PayPal. If you never make a sale, you never make a payment. Now, if you make a sale, they take their like $100. Don't quote me. This is just an example. This is not a PayPal information right now. So if you take you sold a product for $100, they take $3 or $4, $2 or $3. What's the harm in that? Nothing. They're doing the processing for you, and they're guaranteeing that you're not being scammed. It's all worth it to me. If I had a problem one time, a woman bought my product, turned around and flip sale, which is fine. When she flip sale, she gave me a bad review, but on her end, she tried to cancel her payment and say that my product was horrible. And so I was feeling really, really beat down. And I was really sad about it. I was crying. And then, you know how fate have it? Her product came down my timeline, and she's selling my product and saying it's super fantastic and beautiful and wonderful and all these great words that talked about my product. So I screenshotted it and I sent it to PayPal. And then they called me on the phone, and I showed them exactly where to locate the product and this person, and they knew exactly who she was. I'm not going to put any bashing out on anybody's name, so that's not going to happen. But PayPal investigated, and she was selling it on eBay, and so I contacted eBay, and I said she purchased through eBay and PayPal. She tried to cancel from both parties and put this horrible review for me. And so I contacted them both. I screenshotted my information to them about how super fantastic and amazing my product was in her eyes. And I said she is she's a blatant liar, and that she's doing unscrupulous business practices and defamation of character. And so they did the investigation. Took 3 or 4 days, and I cried my way through. And I'm telling you, I cried real tears, because I don't set out to hurt anyone, and I don't like it when people set out to deceive people and scam people. And it did not feel comfortable for me. And so that was like one of the stressors of business. You're going to deal with those type of people. But the payment processor PayPal gave me my money back. Now, I don't know what they did with her, because that's none of my business, but they secured my funds for me for the sale. And eBay took down all the negative comments that she had put. They sent an apology letter to me, and they said that I had won my case. Quick and simple. So don't take the payment process fee lightly. It's a great small fee for an amazing, an amazing security system put in place for you. I want to say it like that. It's not a guarantee that that's what they do. They're not selling that part. But I'm telling you, I've had that experience, and it's a great feeling to know that someone has your back with your money. So here's a quick breakdown of the two. A merchant account is a bank account that gives your business the ability to receive payments, mostly through the brick and mortar, from your customers through their credit and debit cards. You must apply for that process. You must be approved to be a merchant approved by the merchant before you can even begin to accept payment credit cards. So if you feel that a merchant account is great for you, start it up with your local bank first and shop around. A payment processor is actually a company that a merchant account that has a merchant account that he uses to process credit card transactions. Let me say that again. A payment processor is a company which already has a merchant account set up, and they can process, which he allows them to process your credit card transaction. They often very good option because they provide all the same securities, anti-fraud protection, like I said before, as a merchant account with all your application without that application process. Now, what I noticed when I started my PayPal, many of the processes, let me tell you about some of the processes first, and then I'll tell you my experience. So many processors, there's ones like PayPal, they have Google Checkout, iPay or something like that. Don't quote me on that because that just popped in the top of my head. I didn't have that down. They have Amazon Payments, Authorize.net, different payment processors. So there are many more available. Be sure to search online for a payment processor. Some are available in different countries. If you're listening from, I'm in the United States. If you're listening from any other country, be sure to see what's available for you. I know PayPal is universal from my understanding. And so understand that a good process will take a processor will take care of your data protection requirements to sell to other countries also, so both you and the customer will feel safe and secure about making your payments online and feeling safe about their information. Now, the process, I don't have experience with Google Checkout, sorry, or with some of the other ones. I do have PayPal, and I have worked with ClickBank. So that's one of the payment processors as well. Warrior Forum, Warrior Plus, different ones like that. But I know with my PayPal experience, to set a business account up, all I had to do was put, you know, sign up your name and everything, your little private information, and they ask you to connect the bank account. They will put a couple pennies into your account, and they will take them back. And that will let them know that that was a legitimate bank account. It is a verified bank account, and you can start receiving monies that way. So they put like 6 cents into my account and took it back. There's 6 cents. There was no problem with that. They just want to, they put the money in. They say, oh, check your bank account and see how much I gave you. And I looked and I said, 6 cents. And they said, thank you. It's a great process you do on that bank account. They want to verify. They're protecting themselves, they're protecting you, and they're protecting the customer. And I love every minute of it. So that's it for now. Be sure to do your research. Be sure to do your research. Oh, did I say do your research? Be sure to do your research because that saves time. If you take 2 or 3 hours out of your day two times, then you could have your payment processor information in front of you when you make a decision. You can have your website hosting company make a decision. Don't just go with the cheapest thing out there. Go with the ones that have a great reputation, or go with what you can afford and have a great reputation in the genre or the amount of money in which you can afford. So keep that in mind. And they also have some great sales out there for new beginners. They love to treat you guys well. As a hosting companies, they have like you get a free domain when you pick up hosting. And if you have a domain, they'll let you host it with them and give you like 6 months at $1.20 a month. It's some great, great, great sales out there. So be sure to do what? Your research. I'm Dr. O. And remember, Mark 9:23. If you can believe all things are possible for those who believe. Now, would you please take a moment, if you find value in any of these podcasts, and surely this podcast series, the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks series, please share. Let your friends and family and those who you admire or those who you know who need a little bit of help to share the website with them. And if you find value here, think about donating. That keeps our lights on and that keeps us in front of you. No matter the amount, if you want to donate 6 pennies, that is great too. I am Dr. Adina Hope, and I'll see you in the next episode.